Welcome to It Concerns Us All, a podcast by Maria Luisa Cohen and Carolina Larcón, where we talk about issues that really do concern us all. In the previous chapter, we were talking about what global social problems were, and inside of this, we remained focused on pollution. We talked about how certain different types of pollution affect us, which were air pollution, land pollution, and water pollution. Those three we talked about. And the damage that they can do to our health and the risk they put us at.
Yes, the previous chapter was quite interesting, and it is true. People with heart or lung diseases, older adults and children are at higher risk of breathing pollution.
It's true, but well, today we're going to talk about another global social problem that does concern us all.
World hunger.
Exactly. Could you explain to us what are the causes of hunger in the world?
Oof, it is not easy to list all the causes of hunger in the world because all of them are connected, and in addition, each reason enhances the other.
What about poverty? Could we say that poverty is a lack of resources to be able to live, such as food, for instance?
Yes. The president of the World Bank, Robert Soling, in a joint meeting of the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund, warned that the rise in food prices has destroyed much of the progress in the fight against poverty.
Well, it is not difficult to understand that people who earn very little money can barely survive in foods going up in price all the time.
Exactly. And if we don't manage to have access to a good diet, their health gets worse, they perform less in school, work less, pregnant women are at greater risk, children and older people suffer the worst consequences.
What an awful reality. What would be another cause of hunger in the world?
Climate change.
Climate change? I would have never thought that hunger could be caused by it. Can you go deeper into that?
Of course. Forecasts indicate that we will witness more frequent and large droughts and storms that will cause even greater devastation. Rising sea levels will ruin land suitable for agriculture. Change in rainfall patterns will reduce crops, and the scarcity, every increasing resources will aggravate social tension and may trigger conflict.
Wow. And these affects the whole world, or is it only just some countries?
The effect that this change will have on the problem of hunger and malnutrition will be felt around the world, but the impact will be tremendous in vulnerable communities of less developed countries, those with fewer resources and capacities to adapt and solve difficult, such as sub-Saharan Africa.
And how could climate change be tackled? At the end of the day, this is also a great global social problem.
That's what the WFP is taking care of.
Can you explain what WFP is? What does it stand for?
It stands for World Food Agenda. The challenge posed by climate change from the point of view of it is the impact on hunger and nutrition. Working with governments and parents, it leverages its extensive experience and innovate risk reduction programs and mechanisms to help poor and vulnerable populations mitigate and adapt to the effect of climate change linked to hunger.
I find it so amusing that these types of organizations exist to help hunger in the world.
Yes. But there are more causes of hunger I would like to mention.
Oh yeah, of course. It is important that everyone opens their eyes to problems like this. they do really concern us all.
Well, some other causes for hunger are food shortage and food waste, and the other one is worse.
All right, can we talk about that first one, food shortages and waste?
Food shortage in developing countries are very common. This most affect our small farmers and their families who depend on their own surplus to survive between harvest.
And how long can this period last?
This period can last for a month, depending on the size of the previous harvest. Likewise, low-income American families are short of money by the end of the month. Families reduce their meals to only one a day, until in the end they end up without eating for a day.
Oh my goodness. And what about food waste? How does that happen? Sounds very contradicting.
The food shortage is that up to 40% of the food grown in some countries is lost. Small farmers don't have the adequate storage facilities to protect their crops from pests and the weather.
Hearing this is very sad. Would you like to talk now about the second one, the effects of war on the topic? How these also increase hunger in the world? Hunger is both a cause and an effect of war and conflict. Isn't this the fault of our governments too?
Exactly. Poverty and hunger on a larger scale lead to frustration and resentment with governments that seems to ignore the problems of the hungry. The poorest member of society suffer the most during wars and conflict.
And what happens to these families affected by wars?
Homes are destroyed, communities displaced. When peace finally comes, the reality is that it is often tenuous. The infrastructure necessary for reconstruction is damaged and sometimes destroyed.
The topic gave me chills. It is a very saddening thing to hear. Imagine what it is to live that reality.
It is a reality that many live in, few of us worry about.
Tell me, do you have any idea of the solutions we might have to end hunger in the world?
All these figures may seem exorbitant to us. It may seem that there is little we can do to combat them. Indeed, if we do it alone, we will be able to do nothing. But if more and more people change some of our practices, we will be able to walk towards a future in which no one in the world goes hungry. We all have a role, and that in the face of global problems, we can all contribute our part of the solution.
Interesting. Could you name us some of them so more people will be able to learn and get informed?
Well, we can inform ourselves and become aware. One option is to spread the campaigns of the many NGOs that work against poverty and exclusion on our social networks.
That's true. Social networks today help a lot with the spreading of information.
That's how it is. We can also act as a responsible consumers. How? Supporting local products or fair trade that benefits local farmers who produce with fair standards throughout the food chain.
I had not thought about it. Many times we prefer to go to the grocery store. I mean, sometimes it's even more convenient for us. But is it for the earth? We should go to the local vendors, right?
It's hard to understand, but I know we could achieve it. Facing food waste, Christmas is perhaps the best time to start practicing the maxim, but only what you are going to eat. Let us promote this practice among our relative and acquaintances.
You're absolutely right. This is a great practice in order to create awareness. When we do these small things to confront the big problems, we can actively take on action. And these actions hopefully will lead in some sort of a crescent path of consciousness. that will eventually end problems like this. Hopefully.
It is hard to understand, but I know we could achieve it. Facing food waste, Christmas is perhaps the best time to start practicing the maxim, but only what you are going to eat. Let us promote this practice among our relatives and acquaintances.
You're absolutely right. What an interesting topic we're discussing today.
I hope so. Create awareness with these issues that concern us all. Contributing with small things, we can change the world.
No, thanks to you for your time and that valuable information. It was very nice to have you here today. See you next week for a new episode of It Concerns Us All. Bye!
Bye, thank you.